Amen.
Amen.
Because we believe that these two shall come to pass.
Yes.
You know?
Amen.
So in the midst of it, we don't worry, but we should worship.
Yes.
Because we cannot worry and worship at the same time.
That's right.
Right? One will cancel out the other.
Mm-hmm.
You can worry today and worship tomorrow, or worship today and worry tomorrow. I mean, that faith that works would be dead. So we're going to worship instead of worry. But here's what happens. When we worship, something happens.
Amen.
When we worry, something happens.
Yes.
In this case, when we worry, what happens? We get sick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When we worry, we lose faith.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But when we worship, our soul becomes well.
Amen.
And then the Bible says, because of our worship, He will give us peace.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the peace of God. What? That's our understanding.
Amen.
So people don't understand, you know, we not the type to be crazy trying to get all the water or all the toilet paper in the market. Yes. Yes. You know, it's okay to make sure you have a couple of things, you know, just in case. But not to the extent of the people are so panicking.
That's right.
Yeah. Right? We use wisdom, get some food stuff just in case. But don't be worried and be crazy and like, come on. Because hear this, right? In 1918, there was the Spanish flu that killed over 50 million people.
Oh.
In 1957, there was the Chinese flu that killed 1.1 million. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu that killed another million. In 2009, there was the swine flu that killed over half a million. The world is still alive.
Mm.
People are still living.
Yeah. Right.
This issue is nothing close to what happened, as I just mentioned.
Amen.
It will pass.
It will.
Yeah. Amen.
When the church pray, God moves. When the church pray, God heals.
Yes.
When the church pray, God delivers.
Yes.
And that's why we don't need to worry, but to worship.
Yes.
And then it says the peace of God, verse 7 says, and the peace of God that passes all understanding, all understanding, worry, it will rule our heart. And as I said before, it will rule our heart so we don't get heart attacks about the issues.
Yeah.
Because people are getting sick because of what's happening. Their hearts are troubled.
Yes.
But when we worship, God gives us peace. So our heart is at peace and rest.
Amen.
But then this is our heart. This you have to say our mind. You rule our heart and our mind, so we don't get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing when we pray with thanksgiving and with petition and with thanksgiving, we get peace. And our heart and our mind is at rest.
Hallelujah.
And that's what God wants of us today.
Amen. Amen.
So may our heart be encouraged this day. Let's keep, you know, in a prayerful mind. Let's keep praying for our loved ones, praying for our nation, and trusting God, praying for our world. That again, in the midst of it, you know, people will be saved. In the midst of it, people will be delivered. In the midst of it, you know, our lives will be blessed because it's just a matter of time for this to go away and life will come back at normal. Amen.
Amen.
And what the enemy has meant for evil, God will turn it into good. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, I just pray today that your children, that every child of God, every Christian, will know that God is whom we serve. That He is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ever ask or think. God, we just rely on you. We just trust in you. And we're not going to be ashamed to share the gospel to those who are quaking in the boots. We're not going to be ashamed to share Jesus in this time. Use this opportunity, oh God. Help us as believers to use this opportunity to share Jesus and bring peace to this world in conflict. And be glorified in our lives. Keep us safe throughout the rest of this week. throughout the rest of this month, throughout the rest of this year,
Lord,
as we trust in you continually.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, and the church say,
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. God bless you. Be encouraged. Thanks again for your time. We're going to keep abreast with what the governor and the mayor are saying. And over this weekend, we'll know what the next steps are. But let's keep trusting God that things will get better quick in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Good.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. God bless you. We love you guys very much.
Love you.
Take care.
Bless you.
Our time.
Bless you.